10-year challenge. 10 years ago, I finally handed in my ancient Nokia, spilled Pinkberry on my Blackberry, met my husband for a drink before I knew practically anything about him. Obama was sworn in, got his Nobel Peace Prize, and we swore it would all be different now. I had mousy bangs. Scientists sequenced the whole mouse genome and discovered water on the moon. Moore's Law was still going strong. Cheap mind-reading headsets hit the gaming market. I never used one, busy playing my own games, firing my neurons, hypothesizing what next, troubleshooting my mysterious miswired technology. Africa's population hit 1 billion that year, having doubled over the previous quarter century. Troops and drones surged in South Asia. I got a flu shot, flew to China, let a heat-seeking scanner take my body temperature as I crossed the threshold to the Shaanxi History Museum, where disposable surgical masks were trending. Climate gate opened. The great healthcare debate heated up. The auto industry stalled. Sully saved all the people on his plane. As ever, we were coming and going, leaving, arriving. That much hasn't changed. The present's always ending, so we live infinitely in the past and possible, inveterate time travelers with failing hindsight and prophetic vision. Get ready. 2020 is nearing with its own time travails, another prime decade. In 10 more years, we'll know how to implant IQ, insert whole languages. I'll be a super poet then, microchipped to turbo-read neural odes, history of sonnets and obads brain-laced, wisdom wended through the jugular, inspiration ad infinitum. We'll print solely on ether, cloud vellum, indelible, every word a relic of sentient reverence pressed with angel ink, medium of our new nature. I'll go back to bangs. A halo, fringe low over my eyes to thwart AI reading my face. We'll book VR visits to the dearly departed. The first class will splash out on private reservoirs, and fresh spring water will sparkle, rare, diamond bright. The Dead Sea will die. Lake Chad will be a pale blue memory. California will quake. Voyager will keep rushing its gold record into the sunset, still the most urgent message anyone sent. Humans and robots will be best friends or mortal enemies. Some of us will be living in heaven or interstellar space, our new horizon, and I will miss you terribly. Listen, no one ever said the future would be easy.